USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president is out of the country to the G7 Economic Summit in France. Before he left, he spoke out on the China trade battle escalation that led to a big sell-off in financial markets.
China's been hurting our country for 30 years with the money they've been taking out. Other presidents should have done something about it, and they should have done it a long time ago, whether it was Clinton or Bush or Obama, any of them. They should have done something about it.
During a busy Friday on Twitter, the president renewed his attacks on the man he appointed to chair the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, who is now not dropping interest rates the way the president would like.
Do I want him to resign? Let me put it this way. If he did, I wouldn't stop him.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 623, the S&P 500 down 75, and the NASDAQ down 239. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.